Well, so we are continuing today's Mishnah Yomi, and today we are continuing in Parak Beis, Mishnayos Vav through Zayin. Chapter 2, Maseches Peah, Mishnayos 6 through 7. Mishnah Vav says as follows, Masa Shezara Rabbi Shimon Isha Mitzvah Lifnei Rabbi Gamliel. Mishnah tells a story, and the truth is, this goes back to what we spoke about in the previous Mishnah, namely that the Mishnah beforehand, in Mishnah Hey, spoke about that if one goes ahead and plants in their field two different types of wheat. So remember, again, the Shaila is that one field or two fields for Peah purposes? So the Mishnah says it really depends. It depends how it's harvested. If it's harvested as one batch, then you only give one Peah. Harvested in two different batches, then ultimately two Peahs. So the Mishnah speaks about an episode that happened like this, that Rabbi Shimon Ish HaMitzvah one time planted a field with two different types of wheat. And so the Shaila is, the Shaila was, he asked Rabbi Gamliel, do you have to give one pair or two? And they went into the Lishkas Agazes, the chamber of hewn stone, which was the seat of the Sanhedrin in the Beis HaMikdash, and they asked the Shaila, Amar Nachum HaLavlar. So Nachum, who was Lavlar, is a sofer, is a scribe. So Nachum the Lavlar said, Mekubal ani me Rabbi Miyasha, I have a Kabbalah for a Miyasha, Shekibal me'abo, who went ahead and had a Mesorah from his father, Shekibal min HaZug, who went ahead and had a Masorah from the Zugos. The Zugos, you know, are the Shmaya Naphtaliom, Hillel, and Shammai, Shekibu min HaNabiyim, and they in turn received it from the Nabiyim, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. And in fact, it is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. That's what? Bizorei Asadeo Shnei Minechitin, that when you sow two different types of wheat in your field, if you harvest all of the wheat at once, then it's considered to be one crop and only one payah. Shtei granos, but if you go ahead and you harvest it in two batches, no same shtei payos. Then you go ahead and you give two payos, very much in line with the halacha that we learned in the previous Mishnah. Beautiful. Mishnah Zayin. Sade she kitzaruha goyim, kitzaruha lisim. So just to give you the background, here, the Bartanura says that by Peah, the Pasuk says, Ubekutzrechem. Remember, again, the Torah says, Ubekutzrechem eskitzi artzechem. When you will go ahead and harvest your field, you have to leave a corner, you have to leave a Peah. What the Mishnah's Medayik on this is the idea that it's only when you harvest it. If someone else harvests it, then halacha l'maisa, there is not a chiyuv of peah. So the Mishnah gives a number of examples. Sada shekatzru gayim katzru listim. So for example, what happens if non-Jews came along and harvested your field? Now the Bartanura points out li atzmon velo shekatzru pol lekusim liyisrael. We're obviously not talking about workers, because of course, if workers harvest your field, your workers are an extension of you. So that's not what we're referring to over here. We're talking about gayim came along and harvested the field of their own volition. Or listim, robbers, karsamuha nimalim, or ants chewed through the stalks, and as a result the stalks fell. Or the wind broke the stalks. O behema, or an animal came along and chewed off the stalks. So in all of these situations, the field has effectively been harvested, but it wasn't harvested by you, ptura. Therefore, again, it is pater from peah. And again, in all of these situations, it's not compliant with the directive of ubikutzrechem when you harvest your field. The Mishnah goes on, katzer chatzia v'katzer listim chatzia. If you harvested half, and let's say robbers harvested the other half, ptura shechovas ha-peah bekamo. Ultimately, again, it is exempt, and it is exempt because, again, halacha l'maisa, halacha l'maisa. Because remember, if you take a look at the Bartanura, so the Bartanura says over here, Shechovas hakatzer bekamo, kolomar, chovas hapeah shalzeh, henicha bekamo, unihi di'ikala sada chazra peah la'omrim, v'chayv la'hafish. So the idea over here is when you harvested your part of the field, so ultimately the peah was really satisfied with the standing grain. Now that halacha l'maisa, now that halacha l'maisa has been cut down. See, here's what's interesting. You harvest part of the field, and then afterwards, the Nachri comes along and harvests the other part of the field. So technically speaking, you, the Jewish farmer, have satisfied your peah obligation with the part of the grain that was left standing. Now, of course, a non-Jew came along, or someone else came along and of their own volition cut down the rest, thereby taking away the payah. So therefore, I'm not obligated anymore to go ahead and create any additional payah because I did my part. I fulfilled my obligation. Now, once someone else goes ahead and cuts down the rest of the standing grain, unfortunately, again, there's no more payah for the aniyim. It's the poor who lose out. But I, the landowner, would not be obligated in any subsequent payah compensation or payah allocation. We'll stop over here for today. Wishing everyone a wonderful day and a good Shabbos.